This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 6, 2020. I'm Caleb Brown. Presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren, famous for having a plan for whatever ails the United States, would push criminalization of presenting certain false election-related information online. But the urge to regulate or punish activity on big tech platforms isn't just an affliction of the left. Cato's Matthew Feeney explains.
The plan appears on Senator Warren's website, and there are, unfortunately for policy professionals, there's not too much to actually grasp here, but the essential and I think important part of the proposal here is that she says that she would, quote, push to create civil and criminal penalties for knowingly disseminating false information about when and how to vote in U.S. elections. So some important things to point out here about the proposal. One is it's relatively narrow. So it's talking about knowingly disseminating false information, but about U.S. elections. So I suppose there's a way in which you could construe that to be rather broad, but it's not, importantly, I think it's worth emphasizing, not necessarily targeting the companies themselves. At least that's not how I'm reading it as written. The goal here is to combat the kind of content Senator Warren and others have criticized, namely those who take to sites such as Twitter or Facebook to send false information about voting. So false information such as the day of the election or saying incorrectly that you can vote via text. And the proposal also includes a list of actions that she wishes a lot of these platforms would engage in themselves. But that's kind of a wish list for what she would like these private firms to do. But it's actually got no real legal or policy attachment there. But when it comes to actual laws that it seems like she would like to pass, it's this imposition of civil and criminal penalties on those who are spreading false information about U.S. elections.
All right. So you would be forgiven if you'd were only made aware of the broad strokes of it and were forgetful of the fact that she's only talking about elections. But it seems that there are plenty of people who agree with that in a much broader sense than her plan would indicate.
I think that's right. It's, of course, I think, important to put this kind of plan in a political and historic context. The political, of course, is that Elizabeth Warren is running for president, and she is trying to make what she views as valuable commentary about elections and big tech more broadly. As you mentioned earlier, big tech, as it's called, is under bipartisan attack these days, and this is certainly part of Warren's contribution to that trend. But it would certainly be fair to say that this fits into a broader category of concerns about the integrity of U.S. Elections. And that's not just about spreading false information about how and when to vote, but concerns about foreign interference and the alleged inadequate way in which firms like Twitter and Facebook have taken to addressing that. This is a rather specific proposal, although I think it runs into potential problems. I worry, for example, about the fact that it seems as if there's the potential for overcorrection here. Namely, if firms want to look like they're doing something in the wake of something like this passing, they could actually get rid of some potentially valuable commentary. There's, of course, always the risk of taking down satire that some would argue valuable speech, but oftentimes is construed in false information. And these kind of proposals, I won't say necessarily this one specifically, but if we see more of these sort of concerns, we should be prepared for a time when the best-known social media companies engage in an overcorrection or an abundance of caution and take steps to prohibit much more of the political speech we see on social media currently.
There is a concern that I have, I think that you have as well, that by telling these large platforms, and of course there are people on the right and the left in the U.S. Senate who are very interested in regulating social media directly, that in lieu of regulation, the federal government will essentially order companies like Facebook and others to simply do what they would otherwise compel via regulation. And that's a really unsatisfying equilibrium.
Yes, I think that's right. We're in a situation now where, especially on the Senate side of Congress, we're seeing more members taking a rather aggressive approach to Silicon Valley. It was only a few days ago that Senator Graham unveiled a bill that would threaten liability protections for companies that don't do more to tackle the sexual exploitation of children, targeting encryption. And it's worth keeping in mind that especially Senator Graham at a Senate Judiciary hearing in December used rather pointed language saying, you know, we're going to impose our will on you if you guys don't get a grip on this encryption issue, and you know, you're with us or against us, and this kind of rhetoric, and I don't think it's very helpful. And ultimately, we should keep in mind that while some well-known companies such as Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter are often discussed in these contexts, there's always the risk that more regulation of companies like this will actually make it harder to compete with these incumbent firms. It seems to me that if you're not a fan of how Facebook, Google, YouTube, Apple, all these companies are operating, you should want to create a market environment which is easier to compete with them. And these are very large large companies. Many of them can hire as many lawyers as they want, as many engineers as they want to deal with the kind of regulations we're seeing proposed. And as part of this bigger big tech lash that we're seeing, we mustn't forget that ultimately, I think a lot of these companies will oppose a lot of these regulations until they view them as inevitable, and then they'll help contribute to writing them, which will only entrench them in the market and make it harder to compete against.
Matthew Feeney directs Cato's project at Emerging Technologies. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you please, and follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.